The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Friday, we talked about the Hub City Farmers Market. Senator Josh Kimbrell joined us to talk about some complaints that he had received from vendors over there, with the director requiring them to either show proof of vaccination or wear a mask. Senator Kimbrell had sent a letter over to Director Jordan Wolf, and we asked for an update, and he is on our 94.5 The Answer guest line with an update. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Well, good morning, Joey. Good to be with you. Good way to start off the week.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time this morning. So after our discussion on Friday, there was some resolution to the issue out at the Hub City Farmers Market, right?
That's true. So I did not hear from Director Wolf, but the market manager, who's kind of number two in charge there, did reach out and it said they have changed their policy. Apparently, she said, "Well, we've been working on this for a while. We've changed it, but apparently it wasn't well announced. So we've made sure now that it's well announced." Because going into last week, there was a lot of complaints, a lot of people who had vendors who had some issues, and now it appears that, in light of a fairly recent incident with a vendor on this particular issue, they've decided to reverse course. And after the public attention we brought to it last week, have made it very clear and very publicly known that that is no longer a policy. There's still one or two vendors I have some concerns about how their relationship ended, and we're going to continue to look at that, because I don't think people should be banned from a market that's in part supported by public funds because of what they believe. But there's certainly movement in the right direction, and they realize in Spartanburg people are not going to go for this. The vendors aren't going for it. And to their credit, they made the right choice, and they've rolled back that policy, and they're no longer enforcing a vaccination or mask policy, which I think is important.
Yeah. Well, good job, and you're right. That was the right decision for them to make, and it's good to see that sometimes people, when you call their attention to an issue, that they do take the information and make the right choice. We live in tough times. I'm just afraid, Senator, that we're headed into another time of additional closures and restrictions as this Delta variant seems to be coming forward. South Carolina has 54 reported cases of the Delta variant. Do you think we learned from some of the closures and shutdowns last time that they don't necessarily work, that they hurt our economy more? Or do you think that we might see additional closings if this Delta variant becomes as prevalent as they're projecting it to be?
Well, there's an expression here that you and I have heard our entire lives. That's fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I don't think people are going to go for that again. I can promise you that in the Senate, I will fight tooth and nail, and I think the vast majority of my colleagues will, to avoid another shutdown. I have been in constant contact with the governor's office in this past 6 months, working very closely with Governor Master's team on a whole range of legislative solutions, and they're not interested in the shutdown again. And frankly, nationally, there's the old book, the Tale of Two Cities, the Tale of Two States, were New York and Florida. Look at what happened there. New York shut the world down, destroyed their economy, destroyed their small business community. And then they still had a death rate that was astronomical, higher than Florida's, particularly since Governor Cuomo did those horrible decisions in nursing homes. And then Governor DeSantis kept Florida open. They didn't kill off their small businesses. They didn't shut the beaches. And they still had no worse infection rate than any other state, and the economy survived. So we're going to follow the Florida model here in South Carolina. We are not shutting down again. This virus is going to do like the flu did. It's going to mutate. It's going to change. It's going to have different variants and strains. But, Joey, what amazed me about is when I talked to healthcare professionals, particularly the government ones, the ones that work for the government and run the statistics, they say, well, you know, Senator, last year we had no flu cases. We had very few flu cases. We had all these corona cases. Does anybody really believe that? I mean, that sounds like magic, right? You know, you have corona pop on the scene, the flu goes away. They're in the same family of virus. We're going to have continual mutations, but we get herd immunity. We're getting it now. I don't think a shutdown is going to happen again, and I don't think it's warranted based on the evidence I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrough. I'm going to shift gears on you here for a minute, Senator. We learned over the weekend that five of the Texas Democrat legislators who are hiding out in Washington to avoid a vote on election integrity in Texas, five have tested positive. Now, you know, they all boarded this plane, headed to D.C. There are all kind of reports coming from that. I mean, this image that's been widely circulated of all these Democrats smiling real big, no mask on the airplane. This morning, I noticed Fox and Friends is kind of zeroing in, spotlighting a case of beer that can be seen in one of the empty plane seats behind one of these. All kind of stories coming out of this. Let's talk for a minute about their strategy, though, because Senator Lindsey Graham talked about over the weekend that maybe the Republicans in the U.S. Senate should take a page out of this book, this Democrat strategy book, and rather than sit there and vote on this massive spending bill from Biden, is they leave Washington. What are your thoughts on legislators literally walking out of the chamber to avoid a vote?
Well, I think it's reprehensible that would happen. But here's the deal: but the Democrats have now set the precedent. I believe being in the South Carolina Senate, our rules are very similar. We have quorum rules, and we have a rule that we can invoke that forces our sergeant at arms gets our sergeant at arms come get us. I mean, so if I skip a session, like the Texas Democrats have done, our sergeant at arms can go get us anywhere they want to, and bring us back to the South Carolina State House. We have to vote. And most states have rules like that in place for that reason, so you don't break down the legislative process. But look, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and I think Lindsey Graham got a point. If they want to play games in Texas, U.S. Senate Republican can just walk out. Just let them get a taste of their own medicine, see how they like that.
Exactly, yeah. Senator Josh Kimbrough, always good talking with you, and again, thank you for your work and updating us on this Hub City Farmers market issue. Good job, Senator.
Always a pleasure, Joey. Thank you, sir.
Sure thing. Have a safe week.